And finally, Pope Benedict XVI's words of condemnation for war and his appeal to young people to be protagonists of the third millennium, spoken from Assisi this weekend, have travelled the world, carried both in religious and secular press. Lydia O'Kane looks back at the highlights of the Pope's one-day pilgrimage to the sites of St. Francis's conversion.
Pope Benedict had come to Assisi to celebrate the 800th anniversary of the conversion of St. Francis. But with this visit, which brought with it a hectic schedule, he had a simple message to impart. It was that conversion was an expression of love for Christ and key to understanding St. Francis the man. However, Pope Benedict also reflected on this great saint as a role model with regard to many of the themes of today, such as safeguarding nature, the search for peace, and promoting dialogue. John Quigley is a Franciscan friar and executive director of Franciscans International. He agrees with the Holy Father's assessment of the saint.
St. Francis is an obvious and a very easy model for almost all cultures. When you look at peacemaking, the environment, and dialogue, he really is. He has walked the mile.
In delving into the life of St. Francis, Pope Benedict also had a point to make, referring to a sometimes distorted view of the saint, which is often forgetful of his Christian identity and of the gospel. Friar John Quigley says St. Francis and the gospel are inseparable.
You cannot divorce St. Francis from the gospel of Jesus Christ. Francis had a profound passion and love for Jesus Christ, not just as like a savior up on the cloud, but as a companion. In fact, there are occasions when he refers to Jesus as Friar Jesus, his companion, his brother Jesus.
St. Francis has been described in many ways, as a peacemaker, follower of Christ, and devoted to nature. But also for many, he's seen as a man way ahead of his time. I'm Lydia O'Kane.